Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Craig, you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
Good. Craig's the first caller of the day. Craig, I'm telling, someone told me to tell you to be a good boy and try not to swear.
Yes, I actually asked for the right word to use to make sure I don't mess up.
All right. So what do you got?
So it's funny. I actually called a couple weeks ago. I told you guys that I walked into the wrong bathroom. And then I hung up and I was so disappointed that I didn't tell you guys this story because it's my favorite story to tell.
Okay.
So I used to sell suits back in the day, and I had a buddy, one of my close friends, he was in my wedding, and I love to embarrass him by telling this story when we're around other people, because we were at work, and we was talking about having kids, and this dude was like, oh man, if I have a son, I'm going to make sure the doctor cuts the umbilical cord mad long so that he got a big Johnson. And I look at him, and I'm like, what are you talking about? What's one thing got to do to the other? And he was like, your umbilical cord's attached to your Johnson. And we all start dying, and we're like, bro, it's attached to your belly button. What are you thinking? And then I'm a curious person, so when you say something stupid, I want to keep asking questions to get more of the stupid out of you. And so I was like, well, what about if it's a girl? And he was like, oh, I hadn't figured that one out yet. And we're like in our mid-20s, and I'm like, what? It's probably one of the funniest things that anybody's ever said. I couldn't believe that was what he thought.
That's so funny because that's literally, that would have been my follow-up question, too. I would have been like, so you're telling me that every baby's born as a boy, and they just decide to, give me a girl, cut it all off.
You'd have the right to end your parents' life if you had a small Johnson, because they did it on purpose.
I know. Ooh. I got to talk to my parents. You took too much off the top. What's the matter with you?
That is hilarious. Thank you.
Thank you for the story, sir.
Wow. Okay.
He was talking about how he used to sell suits. That reminded me, this weekend I went to go. My wife's having some work event this weekend, and she was like, you got to come, but you got to come suited and booted. So she took me to go get clothes, like an outfit. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Like, I forget, like, when you go to buy, like, kind of like nicer clothes and stuff, mm-hmm. like the kind that they're like, oh, we can tailor it right here for you.
Right.
I forget how crazy the judgment is on what you're wearing, man. I'm sitting there, I'm rocking the jacket. I'm like, I think that's a little too big. You're right. We could do this. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So then I'm trying the jacket on with the whole outfit, which, by the way, I've said this many times, but
I'm going to say it again.
I have this beautiful ability to rock different looks. It's a special thing that I have that not a lot of people, a good amount of people have it. I would say that less than half of the population has that ability to be able to rock pretty much any look and make it look good. I'm one of the few. Anyway, so I'm wearing the suit and everything, and I'm just like, I'm thinking, oh, he's gonna make my sleeves a little shorter. The tailor comes over, right? I'm thinking it's going to take about 3 seconds to measure it out. No.
Yeah, okay.
Therefore, about 5 minutes him measuring this. And I'm thinking, is this guy really good or really bad or what? Because he's taking so much time. But then he goes, do you want me to do something with the pants too? And I'm like, what do you mean? What's wrong with the pants? So now there's him. There's a sales lady. There's my wife. And there was three other people who weren't even in the conversation who just happened to be in the area, all like, yeah, you should really do something with the pants, God, too. And I'm like, I guess so. It's 9-1 right now. Let's do whatever the hell you want to do with the day. I think they were saying that the pants might have been a little bit too long, but honestly, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't even bother asking. I was like, I think the pants are fine. Okay, yeah, you all. Okay, yes. Do the pants. So we'll see when I go pick it up on Thursday.
I got a big event on Friday night that I've been told, not asked, told that I have to get right for.
Oh boy!
So I got to do the same thing, man.
Bro, and I tell you, depending on the store you go to, have you been to a Nordstrom's lately? We went to a Nordstrom, right?
She
wants me looking good.
Okay.
I go in there. The dressing room was, okay, usually you go in a dressing room, right? You open the door. There might be something for you to sit down on. There might be a hanger and a mirror.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, right.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
No. This, you walk in and there's an area to sit for multiple people. That's the area for your, in my case, wife,
yep,
but for most people, for their personal stylist to sit in.
Oh,
then,
wow.
Then you bang a left, and there's another room with the mirror, with the hangers, with another little bench. It's two rooms now. The dressing room is two huge rooms. So I'm sitting there getting dressed and stuff, and I kept on looking, and I was like, I don't get why. I didn't get the whole, like, personal stylist thing, mm-hmm, until I looked across from me. There was another guy getting fitted, and he had what I thought was his girlfriend at first, but it wasn't. It was his personal stylist. They're bringing him clothes and stuff.
Must
like
be
that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
It was, because everyone thought Nicole was my personal stylist. They didn't know she was my wife.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.